Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and some of which I hope will touch you. And occasionally put in something odd, something different, a reading, a story, a joke. And I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. I do have one wombat in the lineup tonight, so it is a wombat night. But the first song is a commercial recording, and one of my top favorites. This is Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. And this is Annie Lennox's voice, which I think is probably one of the finest female voices I've ever heard. Just heard Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. The next song is Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is from the folk song revival era of the late 1950s and early 1960s. And Peter, Paul, and Mary were one of the most popular groups then. And this particular recording certainly spoke to me. Blowing in the Wind.
just a man walk down before they call him a man. How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. I suppose the next recording could be considered a wombat. It's certainly different enough. It's called Concerto for Two Harpsichords. It's from an album called Switched on Bach. In 1968, this album came out, and it had Bach music played on a Moog synthesizer. The Moog synthesizer makes artificial music, and this sort of was the first time it had been used outside of experimental music. This album became one of the best-selling classical music albums of all time, and kind of broke through. And I it's so weird. I think I need to explain why I like it so much. I've always liked Bach, but usually in orchestral arrangements and things, there are so many instruments playing, and even the piano will have five or six keys played at once. It's so hard to distinguish for me particular notes to really follow the melody, especially if there are, as in Bach, often two sort of threads of music going, intertwining, and your mind needs to sort of follow both. But with this weird, strange sound of the Moog synthesizer, it makes it so obvious where the notes are, and I can hear them so clearly. So in a way, in a strange way, I appreciate the composer more that I do with a real orchestra. So this is Concerto for Two Harpsichords from Switched on Bach, played on a Moog synthesizer. Thank you. Just heard Concerto for Two Harpsichord from the Switched On Bach album, played on a Moog synthesizer. So now I'm going to bring you back into what we think of as ordinary reality. But ordinary reality can be pretty intense, even with traditional instruments. This is Wading Deep Waters by Crooked Still, and it gets fairly intense. So here we go, Wading Deep Waters.
Trying to get home.
Wading Deep Waters by Crooked Still. The next song is another song by Crooked Still. One unique thing about the Crooked Still group is that they have a cello. And if you listen closely, you can hear it sometimes. but they also have a banjo, which can really, really drive things. And I'm a big banjo fan. The next song is called Orphan Girl. I play several versions of it. This is one of the more spirited, energetic ones. But the words are touching. I am an orphan girl. So listen closely to the banjo and the words. Orphan Girl by Crooked Still. Still. The next song is Lady Down on Love by Alabama. We're going to slow down a bit on the rhythm here. And this is one of the more poignant, touching songs that I've heard in country music. Every time I hear it, it's a very sad story. And yet you can feel the energy and the power and the hope. Lady Down on Love.
It's her first night on the town since she was just 18. A lady down on love and out of hope and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. Never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon. When he asked her to marry, and she gladly said, okay. And a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. But work took me away from home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her, never let her down. Now she's a lady down on love.
That was Lady Down on Love by Alabama. The next song is country music. It's called The Roots of My Raisin, and it's by the Clinton Gregory Bluegrass Band. And all of us have childhoods, and the further away they get, the more some parts of it become draped in nostalgia. And this song catches that. The Roots of My Raisin. It looks back to the author's memories of their childhood and going back to visit and having those nostalgia feelings, those old sentimental things come rising again in the mind. And all of us have that one time or another. This song catches a particular flavor of it. Roots of My Raisin.
I left the four-lane highway, took a blacktop 7 miles. Down by the old country school I went to as a child. 3 miles down a gravel road I'd seen the proud old home. A tribute to a way of life is almost come and gone. The roots of my raisin run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need, and hope comes no matter how far down I sink. The roots of my raisin run deep. Well, I pulled into the driveway. Lord, it sure was good to be there. And I could see through the open door that Daddy was asleep in his favorite chair. In his hand was a picture of Mama, and I remember how close they were. So I just turned away because I didn't want to wake him and spoil his dreams of her. A Christian mom who had the strength to toil the way she did, then pull that apron off and do the Charleston for us kids. Dad, a quiet man whose gentle voice was seldom heard, who could borrow money at the bank simply on his word. The roots of my raising run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need, and hope comes no matter how far down I sink. The roots of my raising run deep. The roots of my raising run deep.
That was The Roots of My Raising by the Clinton Gregory Bluegrass Band. The next song is Oh, Had I a Golden Thread by Eva Cassidy. And I often like to comment on the voice, a particular voice in a song. But this time, if you had to comment on this voice, listen closely, and what would you say? This is Eva Cassidy and Oh, Had I a Golden Thread.
I would bind up the song.
Had I a Golden Thread by Eva Cassidy. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and hope that some of them reach out and touch you, like perhaps the next one. This is a song with several names. I think the correct name is Pata Pata. It may have an African name, too. It's sung by Miriam Makeba, and when she introduces it, she always says, "The English call this song the click song because they cannot say," and I really can't say it either. It's the click sound she makes in the song. You're going to hear it. This here is a joyful song by Miriam Makeba, the click song, Pata Pata. Click song, Pata Pata, by Miriam Makeba. The next song is called South Wind, and it's sung by Gene Redpath and Abby Newton. I first heard this song from a dance band. I was walking across the dance floor and loved the song that the band was playing and stopped and went up to the stage and sat there and listened to it. And after it was over, I asked for the name, and I got it. I think it's a traditional Irish fiddle tune. It also has words. And I have a number of versions of it, and it's the melody that holds me. Each of the performances is nice. This is a good one, but it's the melody that really reaches me. So this is South Wind. Thank you. That was South Wind by Gene Redpath and Abby Newton. I told you I fell in love with that tune, and I played on the fiddle and the banjo, and I wrote words to it, and I've written a number of songs. None of them has ever made it, but this one verse to that song is my favorite, probably, of everything I've ever written, and you'll hear the tune. It goes like this. It goes, "And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity." That's the chorus for my song. And I particularly like the line, "cast adrift in eternity." I feel that's where we all are. That's where we are right now. Well, it's wombat time. What makes this a wombat is that I recorded it live at a concert. I was on an island for a weekend. I won't give you all the details. And at night they had a concert. And one of the staff members, a teenager, came up on stage and sang this song, led this song, really. A cappella, no instrument. I'd never heard the song before, and he got the audience, all of us out there, there may be 100 people, 150 people, he got us all singing with him, and it just went wonderfully, and I recorded it on a little digital recorder, so that's what makes it a wombat, is that I recorded it live. I don't know the student's name who was singing the song, but he did a good job. It's called John the Revelator.
This song is John the Revelator. It's an old gospel blues song. It's a lot more fun if people sing along, so I'm going to tell you the hook beforehand, and then once you got the tune, please sing along. It's "Who's That Writing? John the Revelator, who's that writing? John the Revelator, who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator, who's that writing? John the Revelator, who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Yeah, God went down to the cool of the day, he called out my
John the Revelator, sung by an unknown student staff member working on Star Island off of Portsmouth, New Hampshire in the summer of 2015, recorded live. I recently visited a website where a well-known folk singer, Christine Lavin, asked any visitors to her site to submit their three favorite songs. I thought that was a great thing to do. I went and collected all the names that were submitted, and I submitted the next one. It's called Cure for the Pain. It's by Gretchen Peters. I first heard it at the Barter Theater. There was a concert there. Gretchen Peters is up from Nashville. She was one of the performers. And she sang this song, and I thought it was wonderful. When that concert was replayed on the radio, I captured this recording. And I like this song a lot. And I think it has a message for a lot of people, especially for me. Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters.
But damn this love in my throat. Damn this hole in my coat. Damn this rain that just won't quit. Damn the sorry waste of it. Damn the truth and damn these lies. Damn that look behind your eyes. Damn this day and damn this night. Damn this losing. It's not like you think it's gonna be. Not like the movies that you see. Ain't no soaring violins. Just machines. So bless these pills and bless these sheets. Bless this food that you can't eat. Bless the damned who walk these halls. God. Cause there ain't no drug, there ain't no cure to make it like it was before. Ain't no shelter from this heartbreak. The cure for the
The Cure for the Pain is the Pain by Gretchen Peters, recorded at the Barter Theater. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and hope that some of them reach you the way some of them reach me. And tonight I had one wombat, John the Revelator. Sometimes I have more. A wombat is the name I give to anything that's not a commercial recording or a commercial professional musician. And I have a lot of wombats that I have recorded that I can put on the show. And sometimes I tell a story or a joke, and it sort of breaks up the cadence of the show. Tonight was John the Revelator, and who knows what will be next week. Anyway, each week I end the show the same way. I have an audience participation time. That's now. So I want you to join me. So here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.